world is barren of color. Forests have withered up, rivers have run dry, the grass that was green is now brown. The ice caps have melted, and seaside towns have succumbed to the ocean. This is what the world could be like after the effects of climate change. So the question is, what can we do to save our planet before that? Climate change is an issue that has been around since we created the first industrial factories, but we haven't been worried about it until around 30 years ago. Climate change is the result of CO2 being produced and let out into the atmosphere, where it collects. Because there is more CO2 than is natural in our atmosphere, heat has a harder time leaving Earth, making our planet warmer. However, this isn't the only issue. Trees, which are responsible for soaking up CO2, are being cut down by the thousands, reducing the amount of CO2 absorbed. As Patricia Espinosa of the UNFCCC says in her speech, the last 25 years have seen an incredible mix of challenges and opportunities, and a few disappointments matched by some incredible successes. In the last 25 years, we've gone from the Kyoto Protocol to the Paris Agreement. What we need now are results. What we need now is the willingness, the ambition, and the action that will stabilize global temperatures. What we need now takes all of us. What she means by this is that we need to put our differences aside and stop fighting to resolve the issue of climate change. If we continue fighting and trying to be the most profitable, we will not make any progress. So, what can we do to solve climate change? There are two kinds of solutions that we will need to solve this issue: mitigation and adaptation. Mitigation deals with helping the planet soak up the CO2 and helping humans create less of it. These solutions include large-scale tactics like replanting forests and small-scale tactics like making more bike pathways in cities. Adaptation will help us live with the effects while our planet heals. These solutions include having air filters in homes to make sure our air is unpolluted, and making seawalls to stop seaside towns from flooding. The most expansive solution to climate change is the UNFCCC's plan. Their plan includes mitigating by powering cities with natural energy resources like solar and wind energy, making fossil fuel technology more efficient, reducing the amount of material being burned to create the same amount of energy, reducing overall CO2 emissions, redesigning public transport, making the bus system cleaner, cheaper, have more stops, have more buses so that people will use them more often, making more bike pathways in the cities, and making new technology like electric stoves available to everyone so people in third world countries don't have to burn wood. They also suggest adapting by moving away from coastal cities to avoid flooding, using solely underground springs for drinking water, as the oceans will be acidic, staying inside your house during highly polluted days to protect your lungs, and having filter vents in your house instead of opening doors and windows. However, these solutions alone will not be enough. As our planet changes, we will need to find more solutions to this vital issue. Thank you for listening.